Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Matthew Collar making his weekly appearance here on the Lake Show. Joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Cole Banker Hotline. Matthew, I just had on a guy that he impresses me and has been for years, man. Dr. David Chow. I don't know if you follow him on Twitter, Pro Football Doc, Sports Injury Central. He's amazing at just being able to break down injuries. So, I mean, he was in the NFL for 17 plus years. But my point is I asked him about the Carson Wentz situation, and he stood up for Kevin O'Connell and said that Kevin O'Connell was, he knows him personally. He's not the type of guy that would, put any of his players in danger. What do you make of the reaction that everybody's kind of had here about what happened with Carson Wentz and the aftermath of that and him having to be out for the rest of the season due to the injury, the dislocated shoulder and torn labrum and having surgery? And what was your initial reaction like when you're watching it during the actual game itself?
Yeah, I mean, I think that some of the reaction is just when you see the visual of a guy in that much pain and you realize that the game is completely lost, you ask, what the heck is this for? We looked and did a little research in the media room. There was one instance in NFL history of a team coming back from down 24 points in the fourth quarter, yet with 7 minutes left in the game, Kevin O'Connell called four pass plays for a guy who was in sheer agony. And to me, that's just senseless. Like, there was no reason at that point with that much. He called it discomfort. Let's just call it, the amount of pain that Carson Wentz was in. There's a reason why in boxing there's a guy who has a white towel who throws it in, right? Because it was time to throw in the white towel after they got down 21 points in the fourth quarter. And Kevin O'Connell said, well, we believe in ourselves more than people on the outside. Look, I get that. But at some point, the win probability is about 0.1%. And with the way things were going, it's about actually 0%. So that, to me, it wasn't so much about whether he let him play initially, because I understand that Carson Wentz was okay with playing. He made it very clear that he was okay with playing. But in my experience, the player is always going to say, yeah, put me back out there. Like a football guy like Carson Wentz is extremely tough. It's on the coach to understand when it's time to say, all right, that's enough. This game is lost. Or just don't throw passes anymore and don't allow him to take the hits that he continued to let him take. And that, to me, was, I think you lost the thread of the game a little bit for Kevin O'Connell. Mm-hmm. Or maybe we're just so frustrated with what was going on. You just kept sending in the play. O'Connell did admit that you know, the TV cameras have more eyes on players than he does. When it comes to, you know, he's only got two and there's 100 cameras that see, you know, the throwing of the helmet and everything else. But that to me was where it lost me with the amount of pain he was in. And I think there's another question too of when you say, does this quarterback give us the best chance to win? It's hard to say that he does when he can barely move out there with the amount of pain that he's in. So just because it wouldn't make something structurally worse doesn't mean that it's actually the right idea to have him out there. And just because the player says, yeah, I can deal with the pain, doesn't mean you should actually make them deal with the pain. So I think the truth is a little bit in the middle here where some of the reaction was, hey, you know, maybe Brosmer would have won the game. That's pretty doubtful based on how it was actually going. And I think Wentz should have started. But once it was clear that he could not perform without an immense amount of pain and they were falling way behind, that's when I think a change should have been made.
I agree with your assessment, man. I mean, I think it's spot on. And at times in sports, you got to save players from themselves, right? Like he put himself in a situation where he just, you know, he wasn't helping the team. At that particular point, all he was doing was just kind of hurting himself. So I totally get that. The other thing that, to me, that I get it, man, that at this point there's probably no players that are 100%, but I'm not sure about this putting Christian Darrisaw out there on a pitch count. Like, I just, like he's, when healthy, one of the best tackles in the entire league. And he just right now, it's not a good situation for him. He hasn't felt comfortable all year long. What do you make of this?
Well, this is another thing that ties into the Carson Wentz situation, that when, you know, there's been so many other players with injuries this year that have left us scratching our heads. Andrew Van Ginkle goes into a game against Cincinnati, plays 8 snaps, and then doesn't play again after that. Brian O'Neill goes and plays against Philadelphia, then can't play again the next week. And then Christian Darrisaw, the idea that he was on a pitch count overseas against the Browns was, to me, very questionable, because why would a pitch count include coming out of the game in the biggest moments at the end? That doesn't really match up. What you would try to do is disperse those pitches to have him in against Myles Garrett in the fourth quarter. So I'm not entirely convinced that that was a pre-planned type of thing. And then, you know, against the Chargers, I think what happened there was he tried to go out and do some sort of pitch count and said, I'm sorry, I just can't play. And he allowed a pressure that does not look like Christian Darrisaw, which we've seen on a number of occasions since he's come back. He has not been as dominant on a play-to-play type of basis that you would expect. And there's been 3 or 4 plays where I've gone, I don't think he feels right, man. Like, dude, that's just not his movement.
Yep.
So, and now you have today him missing practice, and it was not for rest, apparently, according to the injury report. And you're starting to ask, like, is this thing going to heal? Is it going to be in a spot this year where he can be Christian Darrisaw again? Or is this going to be another lost year? And maybe you need to stop trying to put him out there on pitch counts and instead just put him on the shelf. I mean, to me, the season is mostly lost anyway, but I mean, if the long term of Christian Darrisaw is he needs to be on the shelf for a few more weeks, then I guess you're going to have to do that. But it seems like trying to get him out there, starts and stops are much worse than if they had to wait longer for him.
I've said this week, I'm on the record, I'd shut him down. I would not play him. This team is not going anywhere. And look, I get it, man. They get paid big money to go out there and play a rough game, but putting him out there and he's not physically able to do what is expected of him, to me, is putting him in a bad spot. We're talking to Matthew Collar, Purple Insider, here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. On a scale of 1 to 10, what is your level of concern about this Minnesota Vikings defense?
10. I mean, easily 10. This is nowhere near what we thought this team was going to be defensively, not in the stratosphere of what we thought they were going to be defensively. And if you take out one game against Cincinnati where Jake Browning was insanely bad and they fumbled the ball a bunch of times and just a bunch of random stuff went the Vikings' way, I mean, they're one of the worst defenses in the NFL. And the only times that they've performed up to where they were supposed to be was against, what, Cleveland? I mean, Atlanta ran over them. I would say Caleb Williams missed a couple throws that could have put that game completely on ice in week 1. The opportunities were there, and he still played pretty good at times, but missed some wide-open receivers. And then anytime they've played a quarterback worth his salt at all, they've played like an MVP. Aaron Rodgers, 18 for 22, 200 yards. Jalen Hurts might have had a perfect quarterback rating against them, or was that Justin Herbert the other night? I guess he didn't because he threw the one pick. But other than that, my gosh, I mean, they haven't stopped anything. And it goes on all sides of the defense. They haven't gotten as many turnover plays that they did last year where they were top in the NFL in interceptions. It hasn't come close to that. They have created some sacks, but it hasn't been a dominant pass rush that we thought it was going to be. And then, you know, the run defense is extremely concerning because last year they were elite in that area, and this year offenses have done whatever they've wanted. And I think it's been a trickle-down of effect of a lot of things, that when your quarterback plays badly, it means your defense is on the field all day, and it means your defense is facing a lot of run plays, which this was not designed for. But I also think that you have to look at the secondary and go, did we not talk about this in the offseason? Did we not talk about trusting Jeff Okuda as a key part of your defense? You know, are you sure that you wanted to let Cam Bynum go and replace him with a guy that they had picked up off somebody else's practice squad a year or two ago? I mean, there's a lot of questionable decisions on the defense that they kind of overhauled after having a great year. And I think some of it was as a reaction to what happened in the last two games of last year against Detroit and Los Angeles to try to create more interior pressure. And they made bets on these players who had been older and injured, and it just hasn't worked out at any level.
Yeah, I just, you know, I look at this defense and it's regressed, and I get it, man. There's, you know, Van Ginkle has not, you know, been able to get out there and be – But to see what happened against the Chargers, that just was, that was a rough watch, as you know. And with all that being said, now you face Detroit, and in my opinion, the most explosive player in the National Football League right now is Jahmyr Gibbs. That guy's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, when you said that, there could have been two or three names from this team that you said. I mean, there could have been, you know, Amon-Ra St. Brown as well. Could have been an offensive lineman or two as well on this team. Penei Sewell is one of the most, you know, dangerous players to run behind in the entire NFL. And not only that, but they have, and I'll say it and say it and say it and say it, the most underappreciated quarterback of our entire era of watching football, Jared Goff, who every single time he plays against the Vikings plays really good football and wins way more than he loses. And I think in part because he's so good at the little things. You know, I heard J.J. McCarthy bring up the little things, but identifying defenses, identifying coverages, making quick decisions, and having really no ego about the way he plays. You mentioned Jahmyr Gibbs. I love that Jared Goff will just drop back and check the ball down to Jahmyr Gibbs,
yep,
get 20 yards. All right, if that's how we're going to win, then that's how he's going to do it. And you're right. Like, this team can't tackle. Who's going to stop Jahmyr Gibbs?
Oof.
I mean, this to me is very much for Brian Flores, for these defensive players. This is you got to prove that there's something here, man. And it's almost like a pride thing because they're so far out of the playoff race at this point. It would take winning, I don't know, at least 7 out of 10, maybe more than that, to get back in the playoff race. But you got to show something here against Detroit. Otherwise, I mean, you're facing Lamar Jackson next week. It's going to look like, who can you stop for the rest of this year? It's got a very 2021, 2020, or an Ed Donatell type of defense, but doesn't have the offense to go along with it.
All right, give me a prediction. What do you think this coming Sunday against Detroit?
I think if I said 38-3, I wouldn't be insane, but I'm not going to. I think that they will show some fight. I think J.J. McCarthy will move the ball at times. Gosh, if Darisaw is not playing, then maybe I'll have to change this. But let's assume that he gets in there. I will go 27-21 Detroit Lions. I still think that they'll be in this football game. It's a divisional game. They're very familiar with each other. But I don't think the Vikings have the horses to win.
I hear you, man. Hey, great job as always. We will talk to you next week.
Thanks, Henry.
All right, Matthew Collar, check him out. Purple Insider does a fabulous job of covering the Minnesota Vikings. We will take a break. We'll come back, and we get to Bite of the Night. That's next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
My bite of the night this evening involves everybody's favorite analyst, commentator, comedian, Charles Barkley. And Charles Barkley and the TNT guys, I know they're on ESPN now, but they're still TNT guys.
They're
to
the
me.
TNT guys.
Yeah, they're the TNT
I mean,
crew.
Come on.
Let's just call it for what it is. But the bottom line is they're on ESPN and they're still having fun and they're calling things out. And they call it like they see it, okay? Well, Charles Barkley calls out, because he did this last night too with regards to the NBA. He was talking about after the Wolves lost that last second buzzer beater, Austin Reeves.
I was sick last night.
Yeah, I was sick too. Never should have been behind that many points, but that's another topic. He's talking about what he's like, damn, how many times are we going to see the Lakers on TV? And we know that there are certain franchises that television outlets and media companies can't get enough of.
Slurping.
And we know for a fact that the LA Lakers are one of those organizations. Well, in the NFL, we know that the Dallas Cowboys, how about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys?
That they are one of those organizations as well. Well, Barkley brought it up on ESPN last night that it feels like the networks are just obligated to talk about the Cowboys.
You know, they have a contractually obligated to talk about the Cowboys every day, even though their defense can't stop a bloody nose.
Oh, man. All right, message received. And by the way, those guys are so good. We now have the Hall of Famer, Cowboys legend, Troy Aikman, joining the show. Troy, we're on the broadcast on Monday night, Cowboys Cardinals. Is Barkley's analysis right about the Cowboys defense?
Well, he is right about one thing. I think there is a contractual obligation for every network to talk about the Cowboys.
All right, so the cut is not just Barkley. It's also talking to former quarterback Troy Aikman. So I apologize. I should have added that in. He's actually responding to Charles Barkley, saying that they are contractually obligated with regards to showcasing the Cowboys. Listen. I wouldn't be surprised if that's actually a thing. I wouldn't be surprised at all. There are organizations in sports that are favored. They play favorites in the media with certain teams.
Yes.
With certain organizations. And the Cowboys and the Lakers are two of them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, when we say that there's a bias, it's not a bias in terms of not wanting to see us do well, but it's a bias in the sense that when you're talking about the Lakers in Los Angeles or the Yankees or the Cowboys, you've got these well-known brands. Like these are teams that are just historically successful.
Yes.
And they're known and they have very large fan bases.
And I'll say this about the playing the favorites thing. If I'm in the media business in terms of like a company and we're big and we're buying up other companies and conglomerates and all this other stuff, if these teams, whether we like it or not, bring in more viewers, you're probably going to show them more than other teams.
Absolutely.
Other teams that are worthy of getting as much airtime.
Yeah, as much as, you know, being Vikings fans, we don't like to see the Packers all the damn time. There's a reason why the Packers are on primetime. There's a reason why the Chiefs are on primetime. There's a reason the Warriors and the Lakers and a lot of these other teams get these slots. I mean, it's one of the reasons, Henry, why I personally can't watch the Talking Heads, the Get Up, the First Take, the, you know, whatever it is. I can't watch that because I could tell you a day ahead of time what their topics are going to be. Lakers, Yankees, Cowboys, LeBron, Aaron Rodgers, rinse, repeat. And that's just the fact. But I do like that Troy Aikman came out and had some fun with it. And I think Troy Aikman realizes it. I mean, you'd have to be living under a rock to realize that maybe they do get a little more coverage than most teams. Because, I mean, you know, some of these other teams, they aren't sexy. They don't sell like that. And if it's one that is going to move the meter, then they can talk about it ad nauseum. But it's about their ratings and advertisers. Advertisers are money. And, you know, money's what rules everything.
Man, I get it. Like I get it too. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all talk about looking at whether it's ratings and we get frustrated because we're getting sick and tired of watching this team and that.
Mm-hmm.
But if there are certain teams and organizations that continue to draw, it is somewhat wise of those media companies to kind of push them.
Yeah, if we don't like it.
I think we go overboard with the Cowboys. I think that we go overboard with the Lakers, but then again, I mean, the Lakers have Luka and they got LeBron, even though they didn't play last night.
Yeah, so neither one of them did, and they still won.
And they still won. Frustrating. All right, coming up next, we got a special guest in studio. And when I say special guest in studio, this guy literally is a star. He's had his 7th number one gospel song on Billboard, and he's joining us in studio, going to be in concert at the Orpheum Theater coming up next week, November the 7th. Javonte Patton, a star in the world of gospel music. He joins us next year on The Lake Show. All right, and we just mentioned it at the end of the last segment. Gospel star Javonte Patton in studio, hanging out with us here on The Lake Show. Always nice to see my brother. And he's got a concert coming up on November the 7th at the Orpheum, the Kings of Gospel.
Yes.
But first off, Man, congratulations. Because
thank you.
You got how many number one songs?
We are, 2 weeks ago, made number seven. So albums and songs.
Oh, my goodness.
So Northsider.
Northsider, all the success. Yes. First off, congratulations. And it's
thank
funny
you.
Because he's in studio with me now. And I'm so happy that he does not hold a grudge because he had a story. You go ahead and tell it. Go ahead and tell the story for all
okay.
the Northsiders out there.
Let's tell all the Northsiders. So, okay, so we're so proud of Henry Lake. So he worked at a school that I went to, and his mom was the principal. I got kicked out of that school. Your mom, God rest her soul.
Dr. Joyce Lewis Lake.
Dr. Lake kicked me out of the school, and it was Franklin Middle School. This was like 01. 02, and then that's when I went to Nellie Stone Johnson. She just said, you know what? We can't do it anymore. He got to get out of here. So that's how I got kicked out of Franklin Middle School.
You,
his mom.
You know, like everybody on the north side knew my mom wasn't playing.
Oh, your mom didn't play. God rest her soul, but she did not play. She got rid of everybody that didn't want to listen.
Well,
I forgot what I was doing. I don't think it was like
too much.
I probably was talking and singing too much. Mr. Buzzer was the music teacher. Do you remember
yep.
Mr. Buzzer?
Yep. Yeah. Mr. Buzzer.
Sit down, bring your stuff, sit your body right down, show enough.
Because I can't remember if he was at the school when you were there too, but super tall, 6'7", James, you know James? Super tall, James. We ended up going to Minneapolis North. I can't remember his last name, but I remember James was, you know, kind of the goofball and stuff. And my mom would be like, come on in my office.
Get him
we
together.
We got to have a sit down.
Because Tangine was there at the time.
Yep, Miss Hazel,
he was working
yep.
with Beacons. I forgot the black math teacher, Mrs. Payne.
Oh, yeah.
Mrs. Payne.
Yeah, my cousin.
Yes, okay, we love her, sixth grade teacher. I forgot who else was working there at the time. Mrs. Kim.
Yep.
She was the behavior.
Yep.
Yeah, she told me to get out too.
That was so that was in a previous life. In a previous life.
Now he is a host. Look at what God has
and
done.
And you got yourself together.
Exactly. I'm good now.
All right, I'll say this because I'm proud of you and I know that my mom
thank
is
you.
Looking down on both of us, proud of us both. But man, gospel music, you have had so much remarkable success. Just kind of talk a little bit about your journey. We'll get to the concert because you got like some big time folks that you're doing the concert with. But just talk about your journey in the music business.
Absolutely. So I just started singing just at my church, Berean Missionary Baptist Church over North 30th and Lindale. And then I migrated to become the youth choir director around like 13 or 14.
Okay.
The late Pastor Charles Forrest, he let me direct the choir. I really couldn't sing that good, but I just had the tenacity. And then nobody else was going to do it. You know, but it was God's way.
You put it on yourself.
Yeah, it was God's way to just put me in, you know. And I found a love for hip-hop and R&B, and my mom was a strict gospel player. The radio in the green room
mm-hmm.
is one of the CD players. My mom just played Shirley Caesar. Vicky Winans, Kirk Franklin, the list goes on and on.
Yeah.
Fred Hammond and Marvin Sapp. And so music just became my thing. I never got into drugs, thank God. I never got into alcohol.
Well, let me cut you off for a second. Did you feel like you were always musically inclined?
I did. I did. But sometimes you felt kind of slighted if you didn't get on the piano and just play so fluently. Or if your singing ability had not reached some high altitude by that time, but I felt it in my bones versus I was able to display it all the time. You know, there's people that can sing way better than me when I said, oh, I want to be a singer. But growing up in school, I never wanted to be a firefighter, police, nothing. It was always I want to be a singer. So it's been in me since day one.
The one thing I've always loved about you is that you are driven and you have always had a passion for music.
Amen.
And to me, when you're passionate about something, it'll take you a long, long ways. Even when I was working in schools, my other job was doing radio. I was working at KFAN at the time, whatever. And then it's part of that journey. It's part of that process of doing what you love and appreciate it and learning and growing. Talk about your growth in the business.
Absolutely. So a lot of research that no one taught me that I had to learn myself. A lot of, there was this book called Everything You Need to Know About the Music Business. Senator Bobby Joe Champion told me about the book, and then they kept making additions. But I remember before we had Google like we do now and all these new digital encyclopedias, I read that book up and down. That I wanted to read. You know how some guys want to read about sports and all that?
Mm-hmm.
I was reading that book.
Yeah, I was that guy.
Yeah, okay, yeah. It's like, you know, you were reading sport. So I was reading everything you know about the music business, from publishing to writing to mm-hmm. how to copyright. So I was intrigued with the business, the performance. There was no area. So I have kind of developed in a way that people didn't really see because it wasn't the internet time where you say what you're reading.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. So as a gospel artist and a named gospel artist, how much of your time do you have to be on like social media? Because one of the things that everybody talks about, and you got children, is that people will say, well, yeah, social media is good, but it's also at times can be a detriment. How do you balance it?
That is a great question. I think, I don't want to use this word like in a harsh way, but just shut up. like you're not
everything's for the social media.
You're not a journalist. You are on social media to just engage and keep up with family. So with all of the political climate, with all of the church, every week there's something new in the church world that is news. I don't say anything about any of it. Now, I may take a phone call. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to paint a picture of I don't know everything that's going on, but I don't say anything about it because it doesn't tell people to buy my concert ticket. It doesn't tell people to listen to my record. So when the algorithm starts making me more attractive in me gossiping about trendy events, then I'm getting the wrong attention and it's taking the attention off my actual record or concert or church.
Yeah. We're talking to gospel star Jermonte Patton here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Let's talk about November the 7th. You got a concert at the Orpheum, the Kings of Gospel. And when we talk about names, Fred Hammond and Marvin Sapp, talk about that.
Well,
like to grace the stage is one thing, but to grace the stage with those individuals?
Absolutely,
that's crazy.
Big City and Glam Life Kim and Pamela Williams, they have all been great promoters with this project. And so I'm hosting, but Fred Hammond is the GOAT. Marvin Sapp is the GOAT. You know, and Marvin Sapp has had kind of like a career like where it was going for years, and then he had that big Never Would Have Made It song. Like, I was still in high school, and it just flipped his career over versus Fred Hammond. He's been blazing since the 90s, hit after hit. So just to see them, and then a lot of people don't know nowadays, but they come from the same group and the same city.
Okay.
So to see two people coming from the same city on the stage, I'm just honored that my age did not disqualify me from this moment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
please
buy y'all tickets. Tickets are going good, so we don't have to be like, oh, my God. But they could be even better if you haven't bought one and you buy one.
Yeah. At the Orpheum, too.
At the Orpheum, which is one of our best theaters that we have.
November the 7th, that is next Friday. That's next Friday night.
Yes, next Friday night. Yeah.
And by the way, I do believe Marvin Sapp, I think he might be my fraternity brother.
Are you a Kappa?
I'm a Kappa. Of course.
Okay, yes. So he
that's the best fraternity in the world.
Okay, yes. So you know what? Y'all got some of the best gospel stars. Y'all got Lecrae. Y'all got Smokey Norful. Y'all got Smokey Norful. Y'all have a lot of gospel people within the network.
And I'm frustrated because Lecrae.
Byron Cage.
I'm not hip on him.
Okay, but he's a huge gospel artist. He's over
there. Did Lecrae already come? To Minneapolis.
He just came like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and I was out of town. That was the thing that frustrated me because I was out of town when he came. But man, Marvin Sapp.
Marvin Sapp, that is. Yeah, that's your guy.
Now, will this be your first time performing with both of them on stage?
This will be my first time. And this is my first time actually being at the Orpheum.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm happy.
So what is that like for you as a Northsider?
You know what? I think it's good because it's showing black and brown kids that these theaters are not just for white acts. And they're not just for out-of-town acts. Like, we can be home.
We can be everywhere.
Grassroots right from here and get to the biggest theaters here. So I saw some of the people from First Ave, some of the management team today. I ran into them, and they was like, we're coming to the show. And so just...
You know them as my people.
I love them.
Like Nate and Sonya and everybody.
I love all of them. And so... But just to see them now in that theater world, and I have a name in their verses, and I love the church world too, so I don't think there's anything wrong. But moving to that theater world, we don't have to look at that as a, ooh, we possibly can get there. It's good for us to kind of make waves in that arena as well too.
All right, it's the Kings of Gospel. It's taking place November the 7th at the Orpheum. Show starts at 8 p.m. Downtown Minneapolis. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster and the State Theater box office.
And you can see Glam Life Kim if you don't want to do the ticket fees. You can, it's tagged multiple times in my thing, you can hit her up. But if you want to do your paying fours and your credit card, go to Ticketmaster.
Give everybody your socials.
Absolutely. I am Javonte Patton. Javonte is spelled J-O-V-O-N-T-A. J-O-V-O-N-T-A, Patton, P-A-T-T-O-N, like General Patton. When I say General Patton, most of these kids don't know what I'm talking about. So I can't really use that as like an analogy for my name anymore.
We got to keep them in them books, man.
Yeah, I'm like, I'd be like General Patton. They'd be like, huh? Like that does not ring a bell for them. So you have to be a part of a certain age group for me to say that. But it is, but follow me on Instagram, all that good stuff. I talk back. I try to talk back because I think sometimes when you live in a glass house, you have to come out the house when you need them to keep the house up. So I try to talk to the people.
And I do want to mention this, too, because you are a pastor.
I am.
Yeah.
I am.
And people should be aware of that.
I am a pastor. I pastor this amazing church that starts in the afternoon at 1:45. It's called The Wave. It's in North Minneapolis. And it's an amazing place. We did baby dedications on Sunday. And I haven't made a post about this component, but it was, we had like 30 families, right? And you know how sometimes in the black community, the minority can be like men. It was more men with their families mm-hmm. than single women. Mm. And so I was just so happy to see that be the experience and not like the men didn't come and they didn't care. No, the men had on their suits. They had on their casual outfits and they were with their children and taking pictures. And there was no gimmick. We weren't giving out nothing free.
That's
it
love.
Wasn't like, oh, we're going to give you some candy if you come. So to see them dedicate their children and be about God and family. I love my church. It's called The Wave. Meet us on Sundays if you want to come.
That's awesome. Hey, listen, I'm proud of you. I really am.
Thank you so much, man. You're
doing so much amazing stuff and continued success in the music business. Check him out. Fred Hammond and Marvin Sapp, The Kings of Gospel, November the 7th at the Orpheum Theater. Gospel star Javonte Patton joining us here on The Lake Show. We will take a break. We'll come back and we'll get to headlines. That's next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
All right, let's dive into the headlines here on The Lake Show. Chris Tubbs, have at it, my man. It's all on you.
Oh, man.
You're the star of the show right now.
I don't like this pressure.
It's pressure?
I don't have my name on the marquee for a reason, you know?
Ain't no pressure.
Ain't no pressure. All right, well, the hemp industry, they're facing a little bit of pressure because they're bracing for some possible federal changes. It's a $200 million industry in Minnesota. Narrowed across 38 other states and territories, it's facing potential collapse already over proposed federal changes to limit THC products. A letter from Attorney General Keith Ellison and other attorney generals seeks to stop what they call unregulated cross-state internet sales of cannabis.
Mm.
Now, the letter does confirm that their intent is not to ban legal in-state hemp products, but industry leaders fear 95% of their business under the new rules. Now, they think they're going to lose it because the letter focuses, quote, on synthetic THC found in edibles and drinks, which is rapidly growing in Minnesota, where we've become a Midwest leader. Now, businesses are now advocating for an 18-month delay on any changes to properly study the economic impact of new rules, because we know if there's one thing Minnesota does, it's, you know, roll things out hastily. The National Association of Attorney General said bad actors have exploited the definition of hemp due to a perceived loophole in the 2018 Farm Bill. Letter was co-sponsored by Arkansas Attorney General Tim Griffin, Connecticut Attorney General William Tong, Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita, and of course, our own Attorney General Keith Ellison.
You know, look, at the end of the day, we want to get the bad actors out because we talk about the stuff that we don't want to have. With regards to having the industry going and it being successful, and everything being above board and legal, I'm good with that. And I feel like our current Attorney General, Keith Ellison, does his best to put Minnesotans in a really good position that way.
Yeah, I feel that he does too. I really do. Hey, speaking of putting people in good positions, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said on October 29th, which according to the calendar yesterday, that he does not have what they call sufficient evidence to link Tylenol to autism. Hmm. But this comes more than a month after the White House. Well, they discouraged the medicine's use by pregnant women.
They're already walking it back.
Well, walk it back. Evidence does not show that Kenvue's pain medicine Tylenol definitively causes autism and that it still should be used cautiously. Although President Donald Trump, our country's foremost physician and knower of everything, he told reporters that U.S. health officials would recommend limiting Tylenol's use. Now, Kennedy's comments also come one day after the Texas Attorney General sued Kenvue, the maker of the medicine, also known as acetaminophen, which has also been sold widely for decades. Asked if Kennedy's latest comments signaled a softening of his stance on the issue, Emily G. Hilliard, Health and Human Services press secretary, said it's the same position the secretary's had since the beginning.
If I'm not going to take health advice from Joe Biden, why would I take it from Donald Trump and RFK Jr., who's not even a doctor? I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not doing
it. I mean, I would take all my medical advice from Donald Trump. I don't know why you wouldn't. I mean, the man survived COVID and grew an ear back. I mean, there's just so many beautiful things.
The ear
that
thing
done.
Is still weird. We still have not gotten anything. Like, they didn't do any sort of reports about, like, the injury and the ear and all.
He grew the cartilage back like a shark. But I guess I probably shouldn't use shark and predator in Donald Trump's case. Hey, Minnesota's 17-year Krispy Kreme-less nightmare is almost over.
Let's go!
The glazed donut chain has announced that its return to Minnesota is nearly here with its new donut shop.
Let's do it!
Opening at University Avenue in Fridley, holding its grand opening at 8 a.m. on Wednesday, November 12th. Now to celebrate the opening, Krispy Kreme will randomly hand out what they call 120 celebration tickets. That gives you a dozen original glazed donuts for free each month. Now, Bring Me the News was the first one that revealed that Krispy Kreme was plotting a return to Minnesota a year ago, having closed its doors in 2008. That's been a long time.
I love Krispy Kreme. Whenever I'm in Kansas City, I'm getting donuts.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I know it's a big chain, and I'm not saying that the big chains have the best donuts. We know that the mom and pop shops do, but I love Krispy Kreme.
If there's a chain that has done a good job with their, I feel like Krispy Kreme out of all the chains has the best donuts.
I will say this, and I think you're right. I've never had Tim Hortons. I will say that I've never had that, but my favorite donut at Krispy Kreme isn't the glazed donut though. It is the glazed raspberry filled. That is my favorite Krispy Kreme donut.
I've heard that's the cat's
meow.
Oh,
my goodness.
I have heard that that is the cat's
meow. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm getting hungry just thinking about it.
Hey, speaking of cat's meow, Jamie Lee Curtis, who in her day was a pretty kitty herself, but she's clarifying her reaction to the killing of Charlie Kirk. The Freakier Friday star told Variety that she received threatening backlash after she appeared on a podcast in September, and she cried over the conservative activist death. She told Variety, quote, an excerpt of the mistranslated what I was saying is I wished him well, like I was talking about him in a very positive way, which I wasn't. I was simply talking about his faith in God. She added, in the binary world today, you cannot hold two ideas at the same time. I cannot be Jewish and totally believe in Israel's right to exist and at the same time reject the destruction of Gaza. You can't say that because you get vilified for having a mind that says, I can hold both these thoughts. I can be contradictory in that way. Now, she appeared on the September 15th appearance episode of WTF with Mark Maron. Days after Kirk, the co-founder of the conservative organization Turning Point USA and an ally of President Donald Trump, was shot and killed, she became emotional and she discussed his death while noting that she and he were not politically aligned.
Yeah, and she says she disagreed with him on almost every point that she ever heard him say. That's interesting.
But you can mourn for
and
somebody.
And Mark Maron's podcast is been taking off lately.
I know. Yeah. Well, and I think he's done too, though. I think
he's what?
I think he's done.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think he's put it on the shelf.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up headlines. Coming up next, we've got Around the NFL. That's next year on the show.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
So, I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing. Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.